because of this letter and several controversial things that I think are wrote in the letter that I don't agree with, I'm going to ask that we put this in an executive session meeting to discuss negotiations of the contract. This makes no sense to me that the what's wrote in the letter can't be handled in a different situation. Me being familiar with animal control, seeing as how I was in charge of taking care of that for the county for a couple of years, I find some of the things that are in the proposed letter to the commission to be unacceptable. And that, I'm putting that in a form of a motion because we don't have an executive session today, and we would use it in a budget hearing, and we don't have it listed in a budget hearing either. So
your motion is?
Is to
table this?
Table it to a later date when we have the other commissioner here, and to for you to have a discussion over it at that point.
Mr. Nesgoda, how do you pronounce your last name?
Nesgoda.
Nesgoda, mm-hmm. Are you available this week?
I will try to be.
We are in budget discussions today, tomorrow, and Wednesday, and I'd like to schedule you in.
Yeah. Okay. I won't be here tomorrow because of Sewer District meeting and the ending up the year with the Sewer District stuff. So if you could put that for Wednesday, I would appreciate it. I'll see how my schedule works out on that. But
could you make it over here on Wednesday?
What time?
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock. I can move some things around.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. We have a motion to
table. Good enough.
Yeah. All right. And I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. We'll see you on Wednesday, yeah. 9 o'clock.
And just so you know, we're open to ideas, we're open to suggestions, and I know some of this stuff is pretty harsh, but we're at that point where we need to just have some difficult discussions, I think.
Okay.
So we're open-minded, and we can find a solution, I'm thinking. So,
okay.
Thank you.
See you then. Notice of renewal from Mechanic Services 2017, Brown's Auto Care Plus LLC.
This is a current bid and contract we had in place with Brown's Auto Care and also Tri-Lake Motors for mechanical services for repairs or replacement of our, most of our pickups and smaller type vehicles, and we've utilized that with Tri-Lakes two or three different times when the cost was going to exceed the $4,500. That's the reason for that going out for bid, and we had a renewal clause in there, and Devin's talked with both companies and they're agreeable to renew this for an additional year. So that's what we're
at the same.
Yes.
At the same ad.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to make a motion that we renew the mechanical services for 2017 to Brown's Auto Care and Tri-Lakes Ford on the recommendation of Randy Hayes and Devin.
All right, I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Notice of renewal for mechanic services 2017.
No, you got that.
We just got that.
Yeah.
Notice of renewal for mechanic services 2017 Tri-Lakes. We've done that too.
Yeah.
So all these. Okay, here we go. Notice of renewal for Tri-Lakes newspaper. Election publications.
Here, in case you have any questions, this is a routine process that we go through every year. Last year, we put this item out for bid, and it was awarded to Tri-Lakes News for election publications in one separate bid, and then also our regular annual newspaper services. The contract that was agreed to and signed at that point in time does have a renewal clause, and we're here this morning to exercise that renewal on both of those for 1 year with Tri-Lakes News at the same prices.
Okay, the only question that I have about that is Tri-Lakes News, is that the proper name for that newspaper? Isn't it Branson Tri-Lakes News, or is it is there something else? And maybe it's just in my mind, but that seemed to me like
on their form it says Tri-Lakes News. That's what's on the contract.
Gentlemen, if I could, this is just for elections for my office.
Right.
May I approach the commission?
Come on in.
Thank you. I would like to request that we go out for a bid again. While we are getting a good price with Brent and Tri-Lakes News, I'm paying double the amount to Taney County Times. The only time we're using Taney County Times is if the, for instance, April election, the political subdivision requires me to use Taney County Times, or if it's a countywide election and I put it in both newspapers so we have coverage across the county. But I do think that both newspapers should be bidding on the issue. I don't know that we can get them to. I know Ron has tried, but it is a financial impact.
Well, these contracts would renew both for 1 year at the same pricing that we have now, so that would lock in the pricing that we have now.
For one of the newspapers.
Yeah.
And as we have discussed, and I discussed with you last time this issue came up, I think both newspapers should be awarded the bid because of the fact that whenever I am serving another political subdivision, I have to ask them which newspaper they want the publication in, because someone over in Bradleyville might not want to advertise in a Branson newspaper. They might prefer to publish in a Taney County Times newspaper. So I'm trying to serve all of the county, the entire county, both sides, east, west, north, south, east, west. So,
is that according to statute that they can request such a thing? If
I'm running their election, I have to follow their direction.
Is that according to statute that you have to accept what the public entity wants as far as publication? It doesn't it state, because I know that this issue came up in a meeting at the MAC conference or the County Commissioners Association. Mm-hmm. There's some counties that don't even have a newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
And they have to go outside of the county where there is two or three newspapers, and they select one. Mm-hmm. So I'm just asking if this is according to statute, because this was a discussion that we had at the, I believe it was the commissioners meeting, but it might have been the MAC conference up there.
It's a good question, Danny, and the only way I can respond to you is the statute says that I have to publicize in a newspaper of general circulation within the political subdivision. I don't know that you can say that Branson Tri-Lakes newspaper is, I mean, they're both statutorily and in what's called the Blue Book, both newspapers are considered of general circulation within the county. So they both meet that requirement. But again, the issue is I'm serving Bradleyville School District and I'm serving Branson School District. Branson School District just usually puts it in both newspapers because they cover Rockaway Beach, Merriam Woods, and so on, as well as the city of Branson. And then, of course, Bradleyville School District, they tend to get the Taney County Times. So your question specifically is there anything that directs me specifically to ask about newspaper? I don't think there's anything that specifically directs me. However, I am running the election for that political subdivision. That political subdivision is paying me to run their election. So I think they have the right to tell me which newspaper that they want it in. I come to the commission and ask you for an August and November election, do you want it in both newspapers? And you've always told me yes, both, which is what is serving the people.
Yes. You said they've asked you.
Some won't answer. And if they don't, then I put it in the Branson Tri-Lex because that's where we have the bid.
Okay. I'm bringing up the question about the fact that we've got something different that's coming from the state statutes being discussed at the MAC meeting versus what you're telling us about two newspapers in the same county. And the circulation business was brought up also at that meeting. So Don, I'm not trying to...
No, I don't think you are, Danny.
I'm just going with the state statute is what it says, because in those counties, those four counties that lay beside a county that might have two or three newspapers, that county that doesn't have any newspaper circulation whatsoever goes right straight to the other counties that select one single newspaper that circulates through their county, or might not even circulate through their whole county. That's what I'm saying. I don't want to make a motion to do something different or go out for bid for something different. That we went out for bid and we have a renewal at the same dollar price as last year. So I'm not trying to be difficult. I just think that it is what we have went out for bid for and what we accepted. The other newspaper didn't even turn in a bid.
I understand.
So that's...
On the one issue on general circulation, do you remember the old blue books that we used to get before the state started printing them? That's where you find the information on whether a newspaper meets the requirement of general circulation within a county. The statute does say that it shall be a newspaper of general circulation within the county. And the only person to determine that is the Secretary of State's office, and they print that in the blue book. So currently, both of our newspapers are listed as newspapers of general circulation within